Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we seek to do your will in all you ask. We ask that we may be docile to your grace and hear where it is you're leading us and hear where it is you're calling us, that we may serve you above all things. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we are continuing, obviously, during this Easter season in the Acts of the Apostles. Acts 15 is our chapter for pretty much this week, and 22 to 31. So what we're seeing here is the next step from yesterday. So remember, yesterday was the Council of Jerusalem. I kind of talked about the Council of Jerusalem, and people are arguing back and forth. And as I said, the question is whether you follow the whole Jewish law, as the Jews did for since the time of Moses, or is there a new rule? And that was the fight back and forth, because the bottom line is that this has to do with the Gentiles who were not born into this tradition. Remember, the Jews are born into the Jewish law and the Jewish law tradition. So from their entire life, and you know the Jewish families who you may be talking to, and they'll say, yeah, for their entire life, they live by these rules, they live by these traditions. And, you know, we hear if we're not if we don't have any Jewish background ourselves, we hear of, you know, them, maybe they're not at work today because they're celebrating Passover, or maybe they're celebrating Rosh Hashanah, whatever the case may be. And we hear about in the news, and we see stories, and we see about Hanukkah, one of my favorite Jewish holidays, by the way, because Hanukkah is in the story of Maccabees, a very powerful story, a story that we're practically living today. So we look at all that, and we see that whole thing, but the Gentiles never grew up with this. We're talking about the people in the Greek areas and beyond, obviously in the Roman Empire. And so they never understood any of this because they were growing up with their pagan traditions, which were very different than the Jewish traditions. But then they go back to people like Aristotle, and they go back to Plato and Socrates and da-da-da-da-da-da. So they come from a whole different background. So the question, as we explained yesterday and pretty much this week, is whether or not the Gentiles have to follow the Jewish law. So yesterday we had that whole discussion, but I talked to you about that one tiny point that we can't miss. And I talked to you about my company commander using the word sailor for the first time and everything else. For us, anyway. So then we look to today. So the conclusions are now distributed to the Gentile community of what it is that was decided at the Council of Jerusalem. Now, one of the things you have to understand, this is really important to know, that anything that is said in the Bible is spoken to people who are Christians. It's kind of like, if I were to say that on Fridays in Lent, Catholics are called not to eat meat, and they're called to days of, which is called abstinence, we're called to days of fasting on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. And you hear that and go, well, the only thing you have to do to be a Catholic is not eat meat during Fridays of Lent and fast on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. And someone would say to you, no, that's not true. Where did you get that? And the reason why I explain that is because I'm speaking to Catholics. So everything else that we're called to do is Catholics. I go to church every Sunday, you know, participate in sacraments and all the other stuff. That's understood. So I don't have to say that every time I talk about something the Catholics are called to do. At the same time, we recognize that this is in the background of the Acts of the Apostles. So all the things that they are taught to do, so they have their gathering, which ultimately becomes what we know as the Mass on Sundays. They have their discussion, they have their praying, they have their prayer meetings, they have their personal prayer. All of that is understood. So when we see the conclusions of the Council of Jerusalem, the conclusions are, this is what we're calling you to do within the Christian culture that you have adopted, that we don't have to talk about because it's already there. So It's a powerful thing to understand. So do keep that in mind. Anytime you're reading the New Testament, you realize you're speaking to people who are practicing Christians. So in the background is, it's not necessary to say, you know, this, that, and the other thing. So the opposite of that is, well, he didn't say that you should go to Mass every Sunday, therefore you don't have to go to Mass on every Sunday. Well, that was understood. So that's the difference. So then we see the conclusions, and the conclusions are fairly simple. Okay, on top of what we just discussed, it is the decision of the Holy Spirit. Keep that in mind. They came together in prayer. It is the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us not to place on you any burden beyond these necessities, namely, to abstain from meat sacrificed to idols, from blood, from meats of strangled animals, and from unlawful marriage. Bam. So all the rest of the law is not there. So the concept, as we understand that story of Peter, where he sees the animals coming out of the sky in a dream, the whole concept of you could only eat clean animals or you can't eat unclean animals, the things have to be kosher, circumcision, all the other stuff, that does not apply to the Gentiles, and it doesn't apply to the new Christians. So we understand that difference, and that holds to today. We follow that to today. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website, check out the archives of the show, and so many other things. So keep that in mind. We're going to talk more about that at the end of the program. But do keep in mind as well that you have a standing invitation to come to our parish on Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. You can find us at stanthonyalston.org. That's ST. So I say ST Anthony Alston. You go, well, isn't that St. Anthony Alston? Yes, it is. But I'm just reminding you, it's ST, as in you don't have to spell the word out. So stanthonyalston.org. You can also find us at 43 Holton, H-O-L-T-O-N Street in Allston, Massachusetts. And you can check us out there, 02134. For all of you baby boomers who remember Zoom, you remember 02134. That's where we are. So anyway, very good. So we're looking at that powerful message there, that everything else is understood. So now this is what they're called to do. So be careful of meat sacrificed to idols. Now keep this in mind. Remember, they're speaking to Gentiles. What kind of food did they grow up on? Meat sacrificed to idols. Why? Because they were sacrificing to idols. They were worshiping idols. Why? Because they were Gentiles. They weren't Jews. So that was one of the things. So don't participate in those feasts. And no unlawful marriage. There is, you know, don't eat meat, animals that were strangled and everything else, which is part of what they were explaining at the time. So, but all the rest of the rules don't apply. And that's the reason why the Jews who do still follow the rules, that they're the chosen people and that's how they worship God, and the Gentiles don't. But that's the reason why. Well, a great example was a relative of mine worked for a lobster distributing company. And this company put an ad for them, not the company per se, I think an ad agency put an ad for them in a Jewish newspaper of, you know, lobster. And they weren't getting anything back from the ad. And they're wondering, well, what's going on here? Well, come to find out, they realized they placed the ads in a Jewish newspaper. Jews don't eat lobster. So he says, well, what'd you do that for? Jews don't eat, they're not going to buy lobster. So why did you advertise in a Jewish newspaper? So that kind of thing. So you see those differences are still there, and that's fine. That's the way it is. The Jews will eat something that's kosher. Great example of that is the old Hebrew National ads. Remember, the United States government says that we can, and however it goes, I forget how the ad went, but because they had to obey a higher authority. So which was a great ad, let's face it. And we understand that. We see that they live by a different set of rules, which we as Christians don't have to live by, but that also shows their devotion, our devotion, and we see it within that context. So that's important, that the traditions are there and we see that, but we don't have to follow this anymore. And it all goes back to this very moment, which we see in the Acts of the Apostles. It's the results from the Council of Jerusalem. And so that's important. And again, that was the first council, and roughly there's a council every 100 years. If you look around what's going on in our church today, you will see some of the agenda items. I mean, this isn't me telling you this. You will see, it's not like someone sets this up, but you can see some of the agenda items that will be coming up at the next council, which will probably towards 2060, 2070, 2050, somewhere around there. But there definitely will be a new council fairly sometime in this century. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you on Monday of the sixth week of Easter. See you then. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.